You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to that exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. We'll be sipping some chai, we'll be exchanging some stories, and we'll be talking about the stock market. This is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control, and we're going to be taking an evening walk down Dalal Street.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
At the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 51.01 points, or 0.13%, to close at 38,336.76, while the Nifty rose 11.9 points, or 0.1%, to close at 11,508.8. These will be among the big headlines around which we will be constructing our stories as we go along. After clinching fresh milestones in the morning, the shares had a sort of an anticlimax, ending as benchmarks managed to end the day on a subdued note. Having said that, they managed to end the day on record closing highs. While IT, pharma, and FMC gained big, weakness in banks, metals and auto offset the positive up move and pushed indices to flat lines. The Nifty managed to end the day above 11,550 but below 11,600 that it hit for the very first time as it opened, in fact. Dalal Street has had a good start to the day, following good global cues as well, but selling in banks along with a weaker rupee managed to drag them down from the high points. Metals and PSU banks were among the biggest losers today, while among the broader markets, mid-cap indices ended marginally in the red. To recap, at the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 51.01 points, or 0.13%, to close at 38,336.76, while the Nifty rose 11.9 points, or 0.1%, to close at 11,582.8. The market breadth was narrow, as 1,202 shares advanced against a decline of 1,485 shares, while 186 shares remained unchanged. Among the stocks, Larsen & Toubro, NTPC, and Tech Mahindra were the top gainers, while Tata Motors, Vedanta, and BPCL lost the most. Let's cast a quick glance at the stocks that made all the news today. The market capitalization of Reliance Industries on Thursday touched 8 lakh crore rupees on the Bombay Stock Exchange. The stock also touched a fresh record high of 1,273 rupees 55 paise. The huge up move in the stock has been visible especially after the company laid out big plans at its annual general meeting, that is the AGM, including the launch of its fiber to the home service GigaFiber. The stock closed 1.7% higher at 1,268 rupees 75 paise. L&T, that is Larsen & Toubro, meanwhile approved a buyback proposal of 6 crore shares amounting to 9,000 crore rupees at a price of 1,500 apiece. This is a premium of 13.45% as of Tuesday's closing price of 1,322.15. The stock closed 1.9% higher. Meanwhile, HDFC Asset Management Company share price closed nearly 4% higher after it reported stellar earnings performance for the quarter ended June 2018. The stock has maintained its momentum since listing as it climbed nearly 67% from its issue price of 1,100, though there was an intermittent correction. It touched a fresh record high of 1,844 rupees. About HDFC Management's blockbuster opening, we had done a story of the day, which I urge you to listen to get more background about the HDFC Asset Management Company stock. Microfinance firm Creditex's Grameen share price started off the first trading session on a weak note, opening with 7% discount at 393 rupees against the issue price of 422 rupees. Creditex raised 1,131 crore rupees through its initial public offer, which was subscribed 2.22 times during the August 8th and 10th period of this year. It closed 9.3% higher. And finally, Nestle India share price rallied nearly 6% after partnering with Flipkart to launch Maggi Special Masala Noodles. As part of this partnership, from the 21st of August, consumers can pre-book Maggi Special Masala Noodles on Flipkart. The company went on to say the stock hit a record high of 1,590. Turning now to Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world, we start with the Asian markets, which have closed mixed because they've been looking at the outcome of the trade talks between Beijing and Washington. Hang Seng of Hong Kong was down 0.49% to close at 27,790.46. Japan's Nikkei 225 was up 0.22% to close at 22,410.82. Shanghai was up 0.37% and Singapore up 1.56%. Looking now to markets that are still trading, that is of course Europe. Markets in Europe hovered around the flat area after the Chinese imposition of fresh tariffs against US goods came into effect. The pan-European Stoxx 600 was marginally higher, about 0.1% up, as I'm saying this to you, at about 384.43. Germany's DAX was down 0.08%, Britain's FTSE was down 0.02%, France's CAC bucking the trend there, up 0.15%. Well, hopefully that was a quick and concise recap of all that happened on Dalal Street and indeed in the world of business and finance. We will, of course, meet you first thing in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street and some stocks for you to pick as well. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast desk of Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.